Hello, and you're listening to Pixel Recess, a design podcast playground. On today's episode, Kristen Hyde, or at Square Girl on Twitter. That's Kristen with two Y's, for some reason. Don't overthink it. Anyway, Kristen is best known for being best friends with someone on Battlestar Galactica, and for doing design things at Squarespace. Let's go ahead and listen.
At what point in your life did you change the eyes with a heart over them to Y's in your name?
Actually, I have hippie parents.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay. No. Well, they were like hippies. I mean, I'm not like that old, but they were like neo-hippies.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Made it up.
So how literal is the name Squarespace? Do you guys all work in Squarespaces?
We actually had like cubes.
Not a hamster cage, though? Like, it's clear with a wheel and a big giant water bottle? No?
No, totally closed off, because then you would have to, like, interact with people.
That's a pretty horrible thing.
Yeah.
So what are you going to change your Twitter handle to after you get fired from Squarespace for doing this interview?
You know, I have changed it a couple times. Well, because when I first picked it, we had, three employees? Two, maybe? So it wasn't a big deal. But yeah, now I kind of hate it. But
does everyone have to have a square and then their name, like Square Bob and
We should do that.
Yeah, I think for branding purposes, you should make everyone do that.
Yeah. You know, it's great though, is that I am neither square or a girl.
You're not a girl.
So it's kind of
this is a new development. I have not heard this on any interview before.
I am an old lady.
Oh, not a girl, just a lady. Okay.
Yeah, like now I feel I'm at the age where it's like, it's dumb to have a name. Like, I'm Square Girl.
Can you spell hemorrhoids?
Yes.
I don't want to know why. But you can, really? How do you spell it? I can.
How far are we into this? Like 2 minutes and you're already talking about poop?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like kale? Are you pro kale?
I don't know that.
I'll put that as a no. I'm putting a no. So if you could have a torrid affair with one typeface, but then never be able to use it again, which one would it be?
I've kind of already done that. It was a long-term affair with Papyrus, because I used to do a lot of design work for like spas and lesbian coffee houses. But then that movie Avatar came out, and I was like, because then everybody wanted to use it. So
how long did you use it? For like a year? 2 years?
So many years.
Was this when you were a freelancer? Were you ever a freelancer?
No.
Okay. I made that up. So then this was for Squarespace. You did spa stuff.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
For fun?
Yes.
Okay. What BSG character would you be?
Oh, man.
I think
How did I know you were going to ask me a Battlestar question?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I did.
No.
Who would I be? Probably Old Man Adama.
Really?
Yeah, really. Mm.
Really, though? I thought you were going to say Colonel Ty, but
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, that's
because you have one. Don't you have one eye? Don't you have one eye? No.
No, I have two Y's. I can't really answer that. It's a stupid question.
I agree. If you could go back in time and invent a technology, which would you invent? I'm sorry. If you could go back to 1995 and invent a technology, which would it be?
It's a stupid question, too.
So what do you think about clowns?
God, I f***ing hate clowns.
All right, that's good. I was gonna have to counsel you for a while about the horribleness of clowns, but you're already on board.
No,
with that,
seriously, like when I was a kid, I read the Poltergeist book in which the clown from the movie is even scarier. And then that year for Christmas, my grandmother bought me like one of those creepy ass clowns with like the ceramic faces and the shiny. Yeah, he went like to the back of my closet. I was terrified.
Yeah, I used to hate dolls. Like when I can remember as a kid going into my sister's room and poking out the eyes of all of her dolls because they freaked me out. That's a true story. That's not for comedy. That's literally true. I poked the eyes out of her dolls because they freaked me the hell out. You know how they automatically close their eyes and open them, and one's always just winking all the time? I was like, no way, bro. So I poked his eyes out.
I had a Barbie like that. Like, you pressed her back and her eyes closed and opened, but like one would get stuck. So she just did that weird, like,
half drunk look.
Yeah. She just looked really slutty all the time.
Well, don't think the eyes had anything to do with that. What's your favorite grid? Never mind. I don't like that question. It's too controversial.
Okay, good.
So, if you could have any actor play you in a movie, who would play you?
I would have to pick Nikki Klein.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but I'll assume that's a real person you didn't make up.
Did you just say you don't know who Nikki Klein is?
Yeah. I don't know names.
Callie, Battlestar Galactica, she got blown out the airlock.
She was annoying, though.
Stop it. Okay,
she was. No, she was a little annoying.
You can't put this on the podcast because I kind of know her. So edit all that out.
It's not her problem that they wrote her as an annoying character, is it? It's not her fault that she just whined about the baby crying all the time and just went, oh, can you take him? No, I'm an important Cylon.
Just stop. This is not in a final edit.
The only time I really liked her is when she got beat up. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I just went way too far.
I really liked her, like, after she got beat up, and she was like, I love you. That's, like, every girl's dream.
To be submissive that way. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's the way God intended it to be, is for women to get beaten up and submissive.
You can't fall in love till you've been near death.
It's true.
So can we start, like, asking real questions now?
No. There are no real questions.
Oh.
I think I'm done. No, this is over.
I thought this was practice.
This was practice? Nope, this was it.
Those were real questions?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Well.
Oh. Now you hurt my feelings. And there you have it. A special thanks to Kristen thanks to Kristen. Thank you everyone for listening. You can find us on the web at pixelrecess.com, on Twitter at pixelrecesspod, and on iTunes, just search Pixel Recess and leave us a nice review and some ratings. Tune in on Monday for the Executioner, Josh Long. Have a good weekend.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.